somewhere in the jungle, a lion stretches out and roars. On a dirty street in a tenement house, a man unwraps himself from a dingy, dingy sheet, and he opens his eyes and he hates the bright sunrise. Somewhere in the jungle, a man cuts his way through the people in the bush, and a civilized seaman, whoa, yes he does. Don't ask me where I'm going, but after I'm gone, landlady, dear lady, won't you tell him the boy just went. Think I'll lock up the door tonight and keep the sun shining, while somewhere in the jungle I listen. Boss man for a clean cotton sack. Yeah, so I can pick the little white ball and bring them all right back. Somewhere in the cement jungle, I am.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Thank you. WMFO, Medford. Oof, I love that. That was...
I'm awake now.
Yeah, man. That was a band called Vertigo, like Dizzy Flowers. A single that they had called Nothing. It's just one of my... that I keep in a list for excellent number five songs. It's one of those things you never hear, but it's just a wall of sound.
So Vertigo, I mean, was this like Alfred Hitchcock type
kind
thing?
Kind of, or, yeah.
Maybe.
Kind of. You getting dizzy, Cam? A little bit?
Well, good evening.
Very nice. Turn to your side when you do that. Ah, never mind. All right, so it was Vertigo, Flowers, and Nothing. Before that, a classic, really, by Carl Perkins from a record called On Top a long time ago, A Lion in the Jungle. Beck, single that's rather new. That was a request from you, Cam. You wanted to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You were listening to that recently.
On the way in.
Yep. Beck is another one that is very free for me. Lots of things. You never know what it's going to sound like.
You can play 17 instruments.
I know. Wow.
You can afford to be freeform.
I guess so. I didn't know that. Wow. All right. Back in Colors. Before that, a guy named Eric Krasno. K-A-K-R-A-S-N-O. I should never try to spell anything. The CD called Blood from a Stone. That's a track called Curse Lifter. And I was attracted to that because it features the wonderful guitar playing of Derek Trucks. Yeah. And just before that, the new noise for that set was Jack White. Something new from him. He's another one that puts out an awful lot of product.
Mm-hmm.
Real lot of good stuff. You never know what you're going to get. That was called Over and Over and Over. It's Jack White. All right, at 10:09 in the morning, it's time to have a PSA, a public service announcement. And then Cam has some stuff to share with you. So, Cam, you want to read the PSA?
Well, Mike usually likes playing tapes on these ones. I like reading them.
Okay.
Well,
tapes,
you know,
he says.
Some of the,
tapes.
Oh, well.
What's a tape?
You know, it's like, yeah, roll the tape. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Film at 11.
Yeah,
you
okay.
know, just things we don't use anymore.
Generational.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ring the order up.
Yeah.
All right, Balkan Music Night, Saturday, March 17th. Balkan Music Night, the Boston's area premier event devoted to the distinctive music and dance repertoires of Southeastern Europe, will be held on Saturday, March 17th. The evening features instrumental and vocal music and dancing from Albania, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Macedonia, Serbia. Plus, Tufts faculty member Beth Bahia Cohen will perform while Andy Taylor Blenes leads the dance group Ledost. The event takes place at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Mass. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com.
Very nice. I wish it was TV sometimes. You could see what Cam just did.
Oh, there you go.
It was a little happy dance, I think. So speaking of happy dance, a lot of times when somebody comes into co-DJ here, I'll ask them to sort of bring something in to play in the feature. And with Cam, it's no different. And you said I've got a couple of sets and I want to call them trilogies. Explain yourself, Cam.
Okay. Yeah. I'll beat around the bush here. Originally, I was going to go with something where Michael McDonald was either in, you know, a few things, either leading or... you know, backing, and a lot of this easy listening rock 70s stuff. They came up with a thing. They call it yacht rock. Now, you can just go on some of these playlists and find that for your own here, and, you know, I'm sure enough radio plays that. So, didn't go with that. You know, figured with the trilogy theme. Now,
this isn't religious, is it?
No.
Okay.
Now, you know, I could have done classical and stuff, but I think Mr. Hurwitz would do a far better job with this.
Probably.
You know, when him and Mark come in. Jazz, I wasn't even going to try to approach, you know, get a dozen musicians, go into fusion and, you know, break the song into three parts. Nah, didn't want to do that. So I figured, okay, that just kind of left rock. But, you know, in listening to some of these things, you know, this week and Yes and Rush and some of these progressive rock things and... wow, you know, some of these songs can go 21 minutes and stuff, and that would just kind of, like, kill the, you know, the segment.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, okay, if we just did something a little bit more approachable, back to the 70s, and I was thinking of Robert Palmer. Now, everybody thinks, oh, you know, Power Station and things like that. No, this is before that. So, Mike, without further ado, cue us in.
All right. We'll come back and talk about these afterwards. This is WMFO in Medford.
There's a lady in a turban in a cocaine tree, and she does a dance so rhythmically. She's crying and singing and having a time. And don't let a cocaine tree look fine, but you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your
feel so bad. This is the worst day I've ever had. Say to happiness and misery, misery, a very long time. Cause if you, if I lay it on the line, but you've gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will hit the rain when you put on your sailing shoes. Jedediah, he's got a dime. Says he catch a moonfish every time. Well, I've got a line, you gotta go. Well, I'll meet you at the fishing home. But you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will start to cheer when you put on your sailing shoes. I said,
so peculiar. I know I'd never fool you in a million years. A horn section you resemble, and your figure makes me tremble. And I sure would like to handle what's between your ears. You're a temptation to a man. I could not resist you, and I won't if I can. You're so unexpected, and whatever you injected made me feel how I felt when I sang. Hey, hey, Julia, you're acting so peculiar. I know I'd never fool you in a million years. You're a strain on my eyes, and you're full of surprises. Love materializes soon as you come near. There's a sensation you create, rubs me out my sleep, and I've forgotten the date. My head started spinning soon as you started singing. Like a fish, I just rose to the bait. Hey, hey, Julia, with your crazy sense of humor, you turn fact into rumor soon as you come near. A horn section you resemble, and your figure makes me tremble. And I sure would like to handle what's between your ears. You're a temptation to a man. I could not resist you, and I won't if I can. You're so unexpected, and whatever you injected made me feel how I felt when I sang. Julia, you're a danger, just like giving sweets to strangers. And I think it's time I took you in hand. We'll be right back.
said, I can't find nothing wrong with being friends, cause sometimes she lets me use the car. She said, you can't find nothing wrong with, don't mind, you better find something wrong with her.
WMFO Medford. Sounds like somebody's causing some trouble, sneaking Sally through the alley. And before that, Hey Julia. And before that, Sailing Shoes, all by the
Robert
wonderful
Palmer.
Robert Palmer. Yeah.
Like I said, pre-Power Station days, you know. And the thing is, classic radio doesn't really play that one much anymore. But that was the whole thing that kind of turned me on to FM. You know, okay, yeah, they play a song or two. But in this theme of, like, the trilogies, it's like three songs you can't imagine just being played separately. You mm-hmm. can't play just the one song and then that's it.
Well, that was how it was. You'd buy an album and you'd listen to it in the order it was supposed to go, and that was part of the experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another one, you know, I was kind of remembering here and just, you know, some recent news, recent inductee to Hall of Fame. We'll talk more about that after this next set. But again, on that same thing, three you just can't imagine, you know, playing alone.
Yep. And finally, as you said, finally, Hall of Famers. We'll talk later. It's WMFO, Medford.
Slow start, baby. just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read
WMFO?
Wow.
Wow. Medford.
Well, I usually like ending on a bang my set, so I kind of did that one.
Well, there you go.
Beatles, as obvious there. Well, again, I'm thinking in the trilogy theme, and you know, I'm thinking, okay, three songs. Well, my wife, Kirsten, absolutely love you, honey. She
happy
says, well,
wife,
it's two,
happy
it's,
life.
It's really two songs. You know, Paul McCartney's little, you know, ditty in there about breakfast and all that. But, hey, I still like it. And a little redemption, I guess, last time I tried playing Beatles with my equipment here, half of you didn't hear it. So, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But
oh, yeah.
The Cars, wow. Yeah. You know, again, you know, wicked happy that they're inducted into the Hall of Fame. I was doing a little reading. I guess Elliot Eason was interviewed in Goldmine Magazine, was talking about, you know, some things and getting the band back together and the Hall of Fame thing. And they were talking about, well, are they going to play? And, you know, there's a big problem. You know, Ben Orr is no longer with us, and he played bass. So what he was saying is it's going to mean a lot more work for Greg Hawkes. He's got the keyboards, and he would double up on bass with the keys somehow. And so they weren't really sure how they were going to handle that.
They need another body. They need another body.
But again, sure. You know, real nice.
Yep. It was Double Life, Shoo-Bee-Doo, and Candy O. The Cars.
The title cut. You know, and it's funny as I'm watching you cue these up with the album covers and everything, and obviously, you know, sentimental Beatles, you know, cover there. The Cars' second album there, Candio, that was a pretty nice cover too.
Oh?
Well, they had hired some sort of famous artists and stuff. I guess it did
well,
illustrations.
Well, spit it out. Go ahead. What?
What? No, I'm just saying great album covers.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. It's WMFO Medford, Mike and Cam here until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. Got a set of all Boston local artists. I love doing this because, wow, there's nothing like Boston as far as local talent. Starting off with one of my favorites, Will Daly has a brand new record coming out. And this is the first seriously advanced single. This is coming out in June, but I have it today. Brand new noise.
Exclusive.
From Will Daly here at WMFO. Right here in Medford.
Remember us in jet streams, high in conversation, strangers in the sky. We met on a delay, suddenly a red eye racing through the night. Like a harbor, as soon as I arrive, yes, it all gets real when the gear goes down, and it already would have not worked out by now. Over Minnesota, you asked about my shoulder, I smiled to oblige. Pressure, I would have put your mask on before I put on mine. So why was I wishing, wishing that the tailwind was not on our side, when I know had we never touched the ground, that it already would have not worked out by now. Still in time, I feel mistreated. I wonder what it'd be like if we stayed up in the sky. High, high, so high. Some thoughts fly standby, waiting in an alternate life, where we take that walk and we buy the house and we get the job and the baby crowns and the taxes breaking. I drink too much and the bills pile up and the years roll out, and it already would have not worked out by now.
just can't.
Himself, oh, and I can't stand it, the way he puts her on a shelf, but he's
She's nearsighted too. Her eyes are darting all around the room. Always on the hunt for some. First time that she's lost interest in a man, it won't be the last night that she spends making other plans. Oh, cause he's a runner too. They both get flighty once the chase is through. But that's how it happens. She finds someone to fill a void and goes through the motions and snaps a couple Polaroids. But I've seen this before. Got this picture perfect memory of her walking out my door.
Thank you. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you love and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm all right. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good. They're telling lies. They're telling.
WMFO Medford, beautiful work from our compadres, our Boston artists here at WMFO. Let me tell you, that was a whole set of all local artists. Started off with a new noise. It's all new. From Will Daly, he's got a new record coming out in June, but that is, like I said, an advanced single called, I'm going to try to read this correctly. It's a long title. Cam, I'm scared. All right, it's called It Already Would Have Not Worked Out By Now. I did it. Beautiful entry from Will Daly. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. Next was the Dan Devlin Project. Advanced single from a new record coming out from Dan called Soul Search. I went to the Lizard Lounge on Monday night, and I saw a bunch of people, and Dan was there judging the entire thing, and he performed as well, and I wanted to play that. Great job. That was a wonderful track, Dan. I hope to have you in here in wonderful Studio A one of these days and play some more, definitely. Julia Mark was after that. Julia did a phone interview with us a couple of weeks ago in anticipation of her record release party. The new record is called Gemini, and she had that party at Club Passim in Harvard Square. That was another one from her called See You on the Moon. Wonderful, beautiful. Thank you, Julia. Dan Masterson, our friend Dan, from the new record he's got called When Reality Calls. That was Fall in Love Again. Dan was here with keyboard, and he's a real superstar. Dan, that's a wonderful track. The whole record is great. And followed up there with the last song we did from our friend Pratik Podar, who was here twice in studio, and that's a single that he put out. Beautiful job. I've only heard him acoustically, so that was a real treat. That's called Emma. All right. Bravo to all the local artists that play some great stuff. Sue is here next. She doesn't look like she's ready to say anything yet. You could shout and say hi.
Hi.
Hey, I told you she was here. I'm going to play one more song before we go, and then something about the women from 11 to 1 with Sue is here. Don't go anywhere, because she does an awesome job. All women artists, any genre, right? Right? All right. So let me play this. We had a request for Cheryl Flynn Kearns. She wanted to hear something from the new record from Joe Bonamassa and Beth Hart. I'm going to play the title track. This is Black Coffee. This is Mike. Cam, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. Right after the song is going to be our friend Sue. Something about the women. Bye, everybody. Thank you.